Avodah Zarah in Halacha in Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel, which is really an introduction to exactly how Avodah Zarah came about. And it talks about the Torah Sadov, Dar Enosh, and the whole Ishtashu Sadov, the whole process of how Avram Avinu came on the scene, and he changed the entire course of history like the way we know it today. And he brings down Avram Avinu recognizes Boira, and V'hoi Mahalich V'koira Mekabit Sa'om, he'd go along and announce and bring together people Me'ir Le'ir from one city to the other, M'mlocha L'mlocha Ad Shegei L'Eretz Kanan, till he came to Eretz Yisrael, Shem V'yikra Shom V'Shem Hashem Keil Olam, till he came to Eretz Yisrael. So the Ravid asks straight away, Oim Avram, Tomani, why is Avram Avinu so special? Shaharei Hoy Shom Shehoy Shem V'Eva. Shem ve'eva also were tzemidim, were tzaddikim. What happened to them? Why didn't they go along and do like Avram Avinu did and destroy the idols and become the first Jew? What was the special nakud Avram Avinu had? So he answers his answer over there. The Kesef Mishnah answers an answer which we all know. And he says that there's one fundamental difference in Avram Avinu and Shem ve'eva. Shem ve'eva were tzaddikim, no doubt about it, right? Noach was a tzaddik. But he says over here, I'll quote, he says like this. V'shem ve'eva hoyu be'eretz kanan, v'shom loy shibe Avram som, elo shoyu koyer machris amunas hayochid, v'shem ve'eva hoyu medim derech Hashem and Talmideim, avaloy nis'oiru likru lehachris k'me Avram, v'alkein godlo malose v'yosa. Shem ve'eva had a yeshiva. You want to come to my yeshiva? We'll open the doors. We'll put you through, give you a scholarship, that's fine. But you did not go out and go and machris b'shem Hashem. Avram Avinu, like it says over here, he actually went out mahalach. B'koyre u'mekabitz o'me'irle. He went out and he actually made life very, very difficult for himself. He was very unpopular. Yeah, there wasn't a big Kirov organization. They didn't have a big website going on.
Avram Avinu was a Lubavitcher.
Okay. And he went... He didn't have many branches at that stage.
What?
He didn't have many branches.
His was the first Chabad house. What do you mean?
And he did something nobody else did. He went around and actually put himself out rather than people coming to him. That was the difference between Avram Avinu and Shem Ve'eva. That was the difference. Now, if that's the case, if Avram Avinu was, we know, the first Jew, and the reason why he was the first Jew, not because of his tzidkus, not because he was greater in learning, not because maybe Shem Abel was greater in learning, but the fact is, according to the Kesef Mishnah, the fact is because he went out and was makar of people. Yeah, let's see exactly the fundamentals that Avram Avinu taught us in Kiruv from this week's parasha. Yeah. There's logistic aspects, there's hashkofa aspects, and it's all brought down this week's parasha. The parasha begins that Avram Avinu is told to leave behind everything and go to Eretz Canaan. And the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis, no, one second, sorry. In Perek, yes, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches. Vayatik misham ha'horot mikedem nebeis el v'yet oloi, exactly where he was, where he established his home. V'yet oholoi, and he put down the oihel. Beis el miyom v'ay mikedem v'yivin shom izbech l'ashem v'yikra b'shem Hashem. So the Pasuk says exactly where his location was. And he went out and called b'shem Hashem. Asks the Znai Notira, why is it so important for us to know where he put down his oihel? Where he established his home? Who cares? Who cares? Why is it so important? Number one. Number two, why is it that he was different, that he first went to establish his home, and then he started court, made him his Mizbeach? Wouldn't it be better to make him his Mizbeach, and then sort yourself out, then establish your own home? What's the deal over here? First establishing a home, a Yet Aloy, and then make him his Mizbeach. Says his name, the Torah, don't think for one moment that Avram Avinu is interested in putting his home, establishing his roots, putting down, you know, making sure he's comfortable. V'yet oholoi is referring to the oihel they had open for people who wanted to come and learn b'shem Hashem. That was poshut. And therefore the Pasuk talks about in great detail exactly where he was. Because he says you have to know that when you're working in Kiruv, When you're working and bringing back neshamas, you have to strategize. You have to know the perfect location. You can't expect people to come to you. Avraham Avinu worked out exactly. His base El is this side, and Ayin Mikedem. And then he knew exactly where he was. That is where he focused his attention. You have to strategize. You have to do market research. You've got to work as if you have a business. Now, if a guy has a business in shoes, and he opens it at home and doesn't advertise, nobody's going to buy and buy stuff. You have to know, sometimes go to a shoe center where other people are buy also marketing shoes. You know, you have to know what your business is. Avraham Avinu worked out exactly the right location, but Yet Ohaloi, and he built up his oil over there. Ask Zayin Torah, why say Ohaloi with a hay, which it seems to be Loshen Nekeva? Why not say Ohaloi with a vov? So he says, don't think for one moment that Avraham Avinu was working over here by himself. It's brought down in the Medrash. Avraham Avinu was Megaya, the men, and Sarah was Megaya, the women. He says, a quick strategy that you have to know within doing Kirov is first involve the women. Vayet Ohala. First, put her oil up. Put the women's oil up. Get the women's school started first. And then, when the women's schools are started, then Avraham Avinu can look after himself. So once you have a basis of a structure where you have women looked after, they'll schlep the men in. One of the greatest women of all time. No, I've spoiled it now. Rav Noach Weinberg used to say, one of the greatest people in the last 100 years was a person who never ever went to yeshiva. Never spent a day in yeshiva. Never went to yeshiva, never opened up a gemara. Who was that? Sora Schneer. Yeah, Sora Schneer went to yeshiva, never opened up a gemara. But she had the understanding that in order to build up Yiddishkeit, you've got to involve the women. And over that, that's how she built a generations and generations of people who are appreciated for the Torah. So the Yet Ohaloi is in the Loshen Nekeva. Avraham Avinu first built the Ohel of Sarah, and then you can look after yourself, and then you can start building this Beichlis. But before you have a source of where you're worried about other people, it's Ruchnius, you have no right to start making this Beichlis. You have no right to start being all spiritual. First worry about other people's Ruchnius. Now you have to be very careful with that. We'll see soon. You know, there's a Kotz. You know, there's a certain idea of you can't just be complete Amoritz and go out into Kirov. Yeah, we'll see later on. We have to be very careful with that. But this is a first thing. The first idea was, first strategize, know what you're doing like a business. Know what you're doing, where you're doing it, and make sure the women are looked after. Carries on the Pasuk. Vahi Rav Ba'oritz. Perikud Beis Pasuk Yud. Vahi Rav Ba'oritz. There was a hunger in the land. Vayerid Avram Mitzrayim Alogushon. And he went to Mitzrayim. Ki Chovit HaRav Ba'oritz. Was very bad hunger. Anyway, he comes to Mitzrayim, v'hi kasha, he could love Mitzrayim, v'yimei el Sarah, he says to his wife, hini no yadati ki ishri yifas merot, now I know that you're very pretty, v'hoi ki yiro oischa Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim will see you, say you my wife, yeah, if they see you my wife, they'll kill me and they'll keep you alive. So imri na achlesia, please do me a favor, say my sister, l'man yitav li bavorech, in order that they'll be good to me because of you, v'choi son nafshi biglolech, and I will live because of what's going on. Asks the Zayin HaTorah again. He doesn't, Posha doesn't understand over here. What's going on over here? Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, one lives with Mesiras Nefesh. Fine. What's he doing going down to Mitzrayim? What do you go down to Mitzrayim for? In fact, 3 months later, Rashi brings down who's back in Eretz Yisrael already. Not only that, it's very clear there wasn't a mass immigration. People managed to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. We see that there was a Rav Ba'aretz. It was expensive. Fine. It was expensive to live there. Why did he go down to Mitzrayim? He came to Eretz Yisrael, with all the Rechush, from Charon. He had money. So things are more expensive in Eretz Yisrael. What did you do going down to Mitzrayim? What did you do that for? Furthermore, a very, very strange thing. He put his life into danger, and his wife's life into danger. And he says to her, Listen to this, translate this. That it'll be good to me because of you. Why it'll be good to me because of you? Rashi says, Yitnu li matonis, or give me presents. And I'll live. Yeah? I'll get presents and I'll live. Avraham Avinu. He was moving to Moshe Nefesh his life for the sake of Rabbeinu Shleilam. And he's saying to Sarah, you know what? Do me a favor, go down to Mitzrayim. You know, and hopefully they'll take you, and now they'll apologize. They'll give me presents, and then I'll live. What, is life less important than the presents? What's he doing? What's he doing putting his wife's life in danger, his own life in danger, going down to Mitzrayim, hoping to get presents, which are more important than his own life? It doesn't seem like Avraham Avinu. It doesn't sound right. Says his name in the Torah, It's based on a very important Gemara's Kashan Kedushin, Kesef Minolon. It was Dain Chesel Abramsky once came to Gates Yeshiva, and he asked a particular boy a question. You know, Bocha, ask me a good Kasha. At the time, Yeshiva had no money. It was nothing. So Bocha said to him, Kesef Minolon. Yeah, well, it's a Kesef Minolon, it's a Gemara in Kedushin. You know, how do you know that you can do Kedushin with Kesef? You can marry Yushin with Kesef. Gemara is a Kesef Minolon. Yeah? So the Bocha said to Rachaska Bramsky, Kesef Minolon. So Rabdan Abramsky said to him, it's a good Kasha, very good Kasha. If you know the answer, tell me as well. End of the day, Avram Avinu, yeah, had one focus in life, building up his yeshiva. Building up his yeshiva. Yeah? Problem was, when he advertised himself, avramavinu.com, and he put a PayPal account on there, not that many people registered with the credit cards on that PayPal account. He didn't have that many donors. He didn't have that many followers at that stage. What do you do to keep yeshiva going? So he goes to Eretz Yisrael, things are very, very expensive. It's very clear that he made Vita Eshel. He mamash made the Eshel. He gave him Achila, Shasiya, Lina. He made a whole institution. It costs money. So the Zayin HaTorah, very simple, logistically, he couldn't finance the yeshiva. What do you do? You Mosa Nefesh. You go down to Mitzrayim. You hatch a plot that hopefully your wife will get captured. You'll get your money, and that way you'll be able to keep the yeshiva going. Very, very strange. Incredible, you know, way of doing things. But if that's the only way to do things, you Mosa Nefesh. And Sorrow agrees. So there's a posuk, Man Yitav Li Bavurech. They'll give me presents. V'choson Nafshi. And that will keep me going spiritually. If they give you presents and I can get the money, I will start living and I can move back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's Taka what happened. Exactly 3 months later, he moved back and he put the yeshiva in exactly the same place originally had it. Because his whole plot, his whole plan was only in order to get the money to be able to supply and to keep the yeshiva going. So Avraham Avinu here was Moshe Nefesh, his life and his wife's life, for financially keeping something going. So logistically, he had it right, had exactly the right location. He had to go and make some money. He went down to Mitzrayim. Okay, so that is all in the logistics of building his Kira program. He managed to keep this thing going. Fine. But it's much more than logistics. It's much more than having a beautiful center and much more than having enough money to keep it going. You know, there's a lot of beautiful centers, of spiritual centers, as it were, around the world, which is a complete failure. How did he actually work with the Kira? Listen to this fantastic Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu brings down Rabbeinu Yonah. Says, took all the rechush. There's a nefesh asher osa b'choron. What's a nefesh asher osa b'choron? Says Rashi, asher osa b'choron shechnisan tachas kamfi ashrina, that they made Jewish. Yeah, that they were able to chazik made Jewish. So he brings down the medrash. Avram megaya es anoshim, v'sora megaya eres es anoshim. And that's kash asher osa b'choron male aleim akosuk ilosom. It made out as if he actually made them. Says Rabbeinu Yonah Latera, Toiv Ayin Hu Yivirach, it's a posting in Mishli. A person who is generous eye, he gets bracha. Ze Avram, Shohein Adiv Lev, he had a good heart. Umin Adivas Libuy, and with the goodness of his heart, Yoat Nadoboy Sochoboy Olam, he wanted to give off gifts to everyone he saw. Varotzol Ez Achoysom, Shioivdim Es Hashem Maskirin Oisoy, and he wanted to be Mazaka them, to help them, that should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and maskirim oisoi, yeah, and there should be something that will be able to be remembrance for him. In other words, Avram Avinu was motivated by the fact that he loved people, and the fact that he loved people, he wanted to be mezakeh them and to make them, give them the schus to keep Torah. Asks of Henoch Lebowitz, where do we see in the pasuk, where do we see that Avram Avinu had ava sabris? Where did the Ben Yoni get it from that through Avram Avinu's Ahava Sabrius, his love for people, that is how he ultimately brought people back. That's why he did Kirov. Maybe Avram Avinu did it because he loved Rabbeinu Shleilam. He had Avas HaMokoyim. Avram Avinu did it because he loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yerushmaim, Avas Hashem. Where does Avas Sabrius come in over here? Where do we see that from Toiv Ayin Hu Yevorech is because Avram Avinu loved Brius? Maybe he loved Rabbeinu Shleilam, that's why he did it. So he says a very, very important Yisod. He says, bringing people back, doing Kirov, it's not like shaking lulav and esrog. Shake a lulav and esrog, you get nice lulav and esrog. a big Yirah Shemayim. I know the halacha well, I'm a Talmud Chacham, I shake the most beautiful lulav and esrog in the world. I eat matzah, the best in the world. I know how to bake matzahs, I make sure it's not chometz, I do the shmir, l'shei mitzvah, everything's perfect. That is with regular mitzvahs. He says certain mitzvahs, that any kind of knowledge you may have, any Yirah Shemayim you may have, ever any Avas Hashem you may have, will not help you one least little bit. If you're working with people, and you're working with individuals to bring them back to Rabbeinu Shleilam, the only recipe for success is if you love them. If you have Avas Abrius. That's the only way. You're not doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Yeah, you're not doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. You're doing it for their sake. The only way to do Kiruv, the only way for Avraham Avinu to be successful in what he was doing is only if, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he had toiv ayin to other people. I'm bringing you back because I love you, not because of Rabbeinu Shleilam, because I love you. The only way Kiruv will work if a person really is genuine about helping the other person to be mezakeh him. Logistics is what you need. You need the money, you need the location that we dealt with. But besides that, you need to have the hashkofa. The hashkofa is that you're not doing it because, you know, for my sake and trying to get to Rabbeinu Shleilam to give me more schar, I'm a big Yirei Shemayim. He could be the biggest Yirei Shemayim in the world. He could be the biggest Avas Hashem in the world. But it's Avas Habrius that's going to make Kiruv successful. Honestly, really caring about the other person, that's what's going to do it. That's Rav Chenoch Leibowitz. And we'll see later on, he's the Rosh Yeshiva of Chofetz Chaim. He was very, very into doing Kiruv. We'll see later on. quite a sharp lashon of his. Okay? How far did Avraham Avinu go? How far did he go in order to spread his message? What levels? What did he go far enough? Did he go too far? What exactly happened over here? Was he balanced in what he should be doing for the sake of Kiruv Levavos and Geirus? Very interesting. First of all, we see Avraham Avinu was Mekarav Loit. Yeah, Avraham Avinu was Mekarav Loit, and he brought Loit along, and later on, Loit has to leave Avraham Avinu. Vayoyma Hashem al Avraham, the pasuk Yud Gimel Yud Dalad. Vayoyma Hashem al Avraham, achrei hi porid Loit me'imoy. After Loit left him, says Rashi, kol zman sharoshi imoy hoyahadibu porish me'menu. As long as Loit was with him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Avraham Avinu. Only shohay Loit esik sevayar Hashem al Avraham ba'osah shokosh. Okay, only later on. When Loit left him, that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu. Now, Avraham Avinu was a Navi. Navius is the greatest tainug any human being can possibly have. There's five levels of pleasure. There's physical pleasure, and there's love, and there's creativity. Yeah, the greatest level of pleasure is relating with Rabbeinu Shleilam. A Navuah is the greatest Dveikus of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the highest level. You go through Mesillas Yesharim, different levels, is Nevuah. Unbelievable. And Avraham Avinu knew he could get Nevius. And as long as he had Loit with him, he wouldn't be a Novi. He would not get Nevuah. And he was makriv all that because I am not going to let somebody down. I'm going to try and be makar of him till the very end. And he was willing to be sacrifice his relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam of Nevuah, the greatest Tainuk, only because of trying to make sure other people come back. This was an incredible Mesiras Nefesh, more than the money he left behind, more than anything. It is a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Achri Parloit Me'oloi. Mitzad Sheni, Avraham Avinu did not go far enough. The Pasuk says later on in the parasha, there's a Melchoma between Melech Sadoim and the other kings, in Perik Yudalad, and eventually Avraham Avinu comes along and helps Loit and helps Melech Sadoim. Melech Sadoim is very grateful. And long parasha. V'yemi Melech Sadoim al Avraham. Melech Sadoim said to Avraham, "Ten li hanefesh v'chush kachloch. Give me the nefoshos. Give me the people, and you take all the wealth." Avraham Avinu says, "El Melech Sadoim haroisa yodi el Hashem chas v'chalila." I'm not going to take anything. I'm not going to take anything. So what happened? So Avraham Avinu did not take any rechush, but what happened to the Melech Sadoim? He took the nefesh. He took the nefesh. All the nefoshes, all the people he captured, the Melech Sadoim took back. Says the Gemara in Dorim that Avraham Avinu was terribly punished for that. The Gemara says, excuse me a second. Yeah, Gemara Nador Naflam Beisam Lalev. Mipnei Ma Nenesh Avram Avinu. Why did Avram get punished when Nishtab the Bon of Lemitzrayim assigned the Eser Shalim in the Klai Yisrael to go into Mitzrayim for 210 years? Why did Klai Yisrael to go through 210 years of a Holocaust? Rabbi Yechon Oma, Shehifrish Bnei Odom Melehikoneis Tachas Kamfei Hashchina. Because he stopped people becoming Jews. He stopped people coming Tachas Kamfei Hashchina. Shnema, Tenli Hanefesh Vachush Kachlo. Tenli Hanefesh. So the Melech Stoyim said, give me a nefesh chush kachloch, says Aran. Shnema ten li ha-nefesh, v'Avram Vinu nostam loy. The Melech Stoyim asked for the nefesh, and Avram Vinu gave it to him. V'ilo ikvan la'atzmon, if he would have kept it for himself, hoye machnisom tachas kamfei hashchina. He would have been able to make them tachas kamfei hashchina. And therefore the oynish, the terrible, terrible oynish, of giving back all these nefoshes back to Melech Stoyim, was why 210 years, Klal Yisrael were in Golos and Mitzrayim, and lived through the terrible Holocaust. People, babies being bricked up into walls and being slaughtered because of this not going far enough for the sake of bringing people to Tachas Kamfei Hashchina. Ask of Henoch Lemovitz, he doesn't understand. Avraham Avinu lived for Kiruv. He lived for Geirus. He lived for people bringing people back. He went round, Doyrish Shechol Olam, he went round from place to place. What did he not do for the sake of Kiruv? What did he not do for the sake of bringing people back? And suddenly we have an opportunity to listen. Melech Sadoim, he allows his people to go into their hands. What's going on over here? What's going on? What happened here? What happened? He lost it. He lost his motivation. What happened here? So he said, you have to be very careful with this. Okay? He said that Avraham Avinu was diplomatic. He was diplomatic. He's dealing here with a big king. Obviously, there's a lot of noise and a lot of press coverage. Avraham Avinu decided, for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, he will allow these nefoshes to go back to Melech Sodom. Melech Sodom wants it. For the sake of Kiddush Hashem, I'm the first Jew. I'm the nice guy. I'll allow this Melech Sodom to have his people that he asked for. For the sake of Kiddush Hashem. Says V'Henech Lebowitz, a person has no right to use the word of Kiddush Hashem when it comes to Kiruv. A person has no right for Kiddush Hashem when it comes to Kiruv. When it comes to Kiruv, when it comes to bringing people back, don't be the nice guy. You do what you have to do to make sure people come back Tachas Kamfei Hashchina. You have no right to do that. Avraham Avinu, with all his motivation, with all his will to bring people back, for the sake of being Mr. Nice Guy, being Kiddush Hashem, and he thought that was a wrong calculation, and for that, 210 years he went into his goddess. Sometimes you've got to go the extra mile, you've got to be Mr. Nasty. You got to really fight for the sake of every nefesh in Klal Yisrael. And that was Avraham Avinu's mistake. He had no right to give back the nefoshes back to Melech Sodom to be Mr. Nice Guy. For the sake of Kiddush Hashem, that you don't have a right to do that. So on one hand, Avraham Avinu knew what he was doing. He got the right location. He got the right motivation. He went out, he was Mesa Nefesh for what he was doing. He didn't do it far enough. Besad Sheni, Avraham Avinu did something that was very, very highly recommended with doing what he was doing. The Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu says to Lot, beautiful, beautiful about this. My Rebbe Ruchan Kaufman says this. The Gamla Lot, Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Kei, the Gamla Lot, Hoholech Es Avraham, Hoyot Soine Bok of Oyelim. He also had a lot of stuff. Vayhi Riv Ben Roy Mikna Avraham Ben Roy Kmiklot, there's a fight. Pasuk Ches, Vayoyim Avraham Al Lot. Avraham Avinu said to Lot, Al no, please. Tihi meriva beini benecho. Please, let there not be a fight between us. Bein roya bein reecho ki anoshim achim anachnu. Because we're brothers, and therefore halakoloris lefanecho. You have the whole land. You go right. I go left. Let's separate. Says Reb Shimon Sofer. Reb Shimon Sofer, the Av Beis Na'aloi. He says that this. He says with Pirach Musa, with Il Chasidish. He says Al no. Let there not be niceties. Al no. Yeah, put a bracket. Not al no tihi meriva. Al no. Let there not be niceties between us. And on the contrary, meriva beini beinecho. I want there to be a fight between you and me. Al no. No niceties over here. Meriva beini beinecho. I want there to be a fight between you and me. Why? Ki enoshim achim anachnu. Because we're brothers. And if we're brothers, I can be influenced by you. And therefore, Alno, no niceties. Meriva, Riv Beni Benecha. I want it to be a fight between you and me. I want it to be a distance so you can never connect. Not my children and not your children. They want to be a complete distance. Because ultimately, Kanoshim Acham Anachnu, because we're brothers, and brother generally club together. Some people say, Kanoshim Acham Anachnu means, because we're brothers, there's going to be a massive fight, because there's no fight like a family fight. Yeah? First World War was between a few cousins. Right? Unbelievable. Right? See, he said, on the contrary, because we're brothers and we love each other, I'm afraid that it'll be a terrible, terrible thing for me if I'm friendly with you. So Alno, no niceties. River Meri Beni Benach, let there be a fight between you and me. However much you do kiruv, however much you're going out to help loit, there reaches a stage where what you're dealing with is going to be counterproductive and it's going to actually affect you negatively, you have to run away or distance the other person away from you. You can't just carry on blindly and just follow along. You can't do that. Shlomo HaMelech has brought down in Lachim Aleph, Perek Hei Pasuk Chav Vav, Vashem Nosan Chochma L'Shlomo, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Chochma to Shlomo, Vayihi Shalom Bein Chiram Ubein Shlomo, Vayichusu Bris Shneihem. And there was Shalom between him and Chiram, and he made a Bris Shneihem. Okay? So what's Peshat Vashem Nosan Chochma L'Shlomo? Hashem gave wisdom to Shlomo, yeah? And he made Shalom Bein Chiram. Chiram was a Rasha. Says Reb Chaim Kaufman, and Mefarshim explain that the only way you can make a bris, the only way you can connect with a Rasha, is only if you have Chochmah, know exactly how to deal with him. But if you don't know how to deal with him, and you can be badly influenced, you have no right to make peace with such a person. So first Hashem Nosan Chochmah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first gave Chochmah to Shlomo, only then he was able to make a bris, but it doesn't say he made a bris Beinehem. He said he made a bris Shneihem. They made a bris that both of them have their own separate ways. Shneihem. It's a bris. Each one has their own ways. And that's how he explained the beautiful Gemara in Shabbos. This is such a beautiful thought. So Reb Chaim Kaufman, the Gemara says, B'shar shetikein Shlomo Erevin and Tilis Adayim. Shlomo Melech was masak in two mitzvahs Rabbanon. Erevin, an Erev, and a Tilis Adayim. Yeah? Yotzo Baskel. The Baskel came up from Shemayim Omer and it says, B'ni, im chochem libcho yismach libi gamoni. My son, if you are happy, I'm happy too. So Mishli Chof Gimel Tesvov. What was a tremendous chochma Shlomo HaMelech to make Erevin and a Tilis Adayim? That a big baskel comes out and says, oh, now I see what tremendously wise person you are. What's the koyach of Shlomo HaMelech to make these two gezeiros? What's the gadlus behind this? So Chaim Kaufman says like this. Listen to this, Rabbi. It's such a beautiful thought. He says, what is the idea of an Erev? An Erev Chatzeris is ability to connect people, of all different people, in the same courtyard together. You're living in your Rishus, I'm living in my Rishus, your Rishus HaYochid, my Rishus HaYochid. We make it one big Rishus HaYochid. I'm able to combine different Rishus. I'm able to connect one person with the other. That is a Koyach of Erevin. The Koyach of Erevin is the ability to connect everyone together. Shlomo HaMelech, Baskel came out when he's connected Erevin and the Tilis Adayim. Baskel came out to Shlomo HaMelech, wow, what a Chochem you are. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka say that when he connected Erevin to this Adayim? What's a chochma in that? So Erevin is about connecting people. You're in your Rishus, I'm in my Rishus. Let's make one big unity. Let's unify our Rishus to make it into one. That is Erevin. What is Netilas Adayim? Netilas Adayim is precious. It's disconnection. Amaratzim touch bread, they tummy. I wash my hands. I disconnect myself with your tumah. You are tumah beforehand, and therefore in order to make a difference between the way I eat bread and the way you eat bread, you're eating with tumah, I'm eating with tahara, I wash my hands. And therefore... I'm sorry? Now, I'll read out exactly the lashon over here. Yesh bod until it's a dime, inim precious vis badlus medvoy matameim. It's disconnecting yourself with tumah. It's disconnecting yourself with tumah. Now, the Tilis Adayim itself is making yourself from a tomei person to a toher person. I don't want to be with a tumah. I want to disconnect myself with a tumah. I want nothing to do with it. Yeah? So the chochma of Shlomo HaMelech was that he was able to do both. He knew exactly when to do the Erevin. He knew exactly when to unite people. And knew exactly when to do the Tilis Adayim to disconnect yourself from people who are bad. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, that's chochma. Chochmah is not just to disconnect yourself from everybody, neither is it to connect with everybody. You've got to know when and how. And that was the gadlus of Shlomo HaMelech. He was able to make Erevin and a Tilis Adayim. The Tana Be'eliyahu brings a very strong lashon. I haven't got time to go through it now. he talks about very, very strong things of connecting with people he shouldn't connect with. He said, Avraham Avinu connected with made a bris with Avimelech, he should never have done it. He should never have done it. And he got punished for that later. There's a certain time when you connect and certain times when you disconnect. That is a koyach of Avraham Avinu knowing when and what. I just want to finish off with one very short vort. A very beautiful radak. The Pasuk says in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis. He says when Avraham Avinu and Lot were together, he says Vayivcha Loi Lot Es Kol Akika Hayardein. Vayisa Lot Mikedem. He disconnected himself. Vayifredu Ishmael Al Ochiv and disconnected one from their brother. Avraham Yosha Beretz Canaan. Avraham dwelt in Canaan. Vayloit Yosha Beerev Hakika Beori Hakika. He lived in the plains. Vayehal Atzdoim. And he based his Oihel Ad Sodom. Asks the Radak, what does it mean by Yehal Ad Sodom? Was he in Sodom? Was he not in Sodom? He says very clearly, V'lo Yosha Ba'ori Hakika. He was an Ori Hakika. But Yosha V'Yehal Ad Sodom. Says the Radak, beautiful, beautiful piece. He says, Lot was leaving Avraham Avinu behind. He's leaving behind the Rabbein Shlain, the greatest, first Jew, amazing person. Can he go from the home of Chesed and Gemilas Chasodim and his Karafus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a place like Sodom, which is the exact opposite? How can he do it? It's not possible. So the Pasuk, he didn't. He put his tent in Ori HaKikar by Yehal, and he moved slowly, slowly out Sodom until he came to Sodom. And then eventually he was, not only was he in Sodom, he became the Shofet of Sodom. That is a koyach of going from bad to good. From good to bad. You can't go overnight. Slowly, slowly, the Yehal, until eventually he came to Sodom. The opposite is true as well. If you want to help a person move up level to level, Midatova Maruba, you don't start in one day everything. The Yehal, Ad Rabbeinu Shleilam. Slowly, slowly, you move up level to level until the Rabbeinu Shleilam. My sister told me a beautiful thing yesterday. I'll stop here. I've got, my sister is a daughter-in-law of, a very famous doctor. You know Dr. Adler from London? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Dr. Adler is a very famous doctor. There's a book coming out from the Art Scroll, worthwhile. Fantastic tzaddik. He helped Rabbonim around the world. He used to fly him over for the Stipler was ill. And there's a lot of different stories with him. And his wife was Nifta last week, Mrs. Adler. Very, very great tzaddikess. And she was in the hospital now from before Yom Kippur. So my sister went from Gateshead, lives in Gateshead, she had Kanina, her big family in Gateshead, she moved to their home in London, and she walked from Golders Green, from Beechcroft Avenue, to the Royal Free Hospital. How far is it?
Hour.
It's an hour walk, each way, right? And she walked, it was a 3-day yontif, so she walked every day there and back. And she said, if you would have asked her beforehand, you know, can you make six, walk backwards and forwards? Yeah, it was raining as well, terrible weather as well. So it's impossible. It's impossible. So how did she do it? She didn't think of going now six times. I'll go today and I'll come back. I'll see how it goes. Next day, you know what? I'll try again. I'll go today and I'll come back. And she did that. And at the end of it, she was able to go six times there and back. Well, three times there and back, right? He says, the Pasuk says, V'shavta ad Hashem alekecho. What's shavta ad Hashem alekecho? When a person has to walk, I mean, sometimes you walk with very, very heavy bags, right? You're walking up a hill with heavy bags. So you're going to walk all the way home. How are you going to manage it? So you look at a distance, you see a lamppost. You know what? I'll walk to that street lamp. And then I'll stop. A little bit more. Oh, the street lamp. You know, you're ready there. Do it to the next street lamp. And then eventually you come all the way home. V'shavto ad Hashem alekecho means, you know, a person shouldn't go all the way. I'm going to go straight to Rabbeinu Shlomo. Go slowly, you know, I'll walk to this, I'll reach that level of Ruchnius. You ready there? You know what, I can move another level of Ruchnius. Add, not all the way there, one go, I'll reach until there. And when you reach there, you go a little bit further, and a little bit further. You don't take on big steps. V'yehel ad Sodom. If a person wants to slip down, he didn't go from Avraham Avinu's house to Sodom, it's ad Sodom. Slowly, slowly, eventually got there. Midat Tova Meruba. If we really want to learn properly, the Midat Avraham Avinu, to be following in his ways, has got to be the opposite way. Of Ad Hashem Alekecho. Until the Rebbein Shalom, step by step, Be'ez Hashem, we will be the perpetuals of his ways, and Be'ez Hashem, Be'kiddush Hashem to him and Gantz Klal Yisrael. Amen.